right, y'all. Get ready for another edition of News and Trends with your hosts, Dave and Lynn.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. This is News and Trends with Dave and Lynn. I am one of your hosts, Leonard Young, CEO of National Black Guide, DelawareBlack.com, Black Media Specialist, and the original all-around good guy. I'm here with my partner, the other guy, David P. Coker. How you doing, Dave?
Hey, how you doing? This is David P. Coker, as my partner just said. Put my government name out there. But anyway, I am a marketing specialist, also promoter, proprietor of Dave Mark Inc., and all-around good guy number... I'll be two today. So how's everything, sir?
Yeah, everything's good. You know, another week in the books. You know, I guess this is the end of the first week of July. So this year,
what a week though, man. I mean, it's been a crazy week, first week.
It definitely has.
I mean, a lot happened this weekend.
On a day, yes. I'm about to say, save it off for Tuesday.
No, but I'm just saying, this is the start of the month, man. I hate to see what the end of the month is going to be.
Summertime.
But it's just been an interesting weekend. You know, if you guys took the time to listen to our Tuesday show, we touched on some things, and you know, of course, this is a Friday show where we try to bring things down, try to, you know, just have some fun with things or whatever the case may be to try to take you into the weekend. Any plans for the weekend?
Nothing specific. Maybe something spur of the moment, but, you know, we'll kind of see and play by ear.
Yeah.
What about you? Fish fries?
Nothing. No fish fries this week.
In fact, when are y'all going to do the fish fry again? Are y'all planning to do it again?
In August. Sometime in August. We're trying to see if we can pull it off maybe towards the end of August, you know. I will definitely keep you posted. And, because we've had a couple people hit us up and said, man, we ain't doing that again, man. Everything was so good that last time, so.
Yeah, now that the pandemic is over, would y'all consider like people coming there to eat and like kind of sit there eating and chilling, or better just get them out? Look,
that last time people did eat there. There were people that sat down and ate. You know, look, we had a couple people say, man, this food smells so good. I don't want to wait till I get home. They started eating, man.
Yeah, I'm not mad at them, because, you know, when you get good food, you want it hot. And, you know, by the time you get home, it'd be warm.
And fish is funny. Fish is funny. You know, when you heat it up, you know, it's not always the same after you heat it up. I'm funny about heating fish up, you know, unless the way I like to heat it up is throwing it in a pan.
And put it in the oven.
You cook, you know, or put it in the oven. But sometimes the oven dries it out. Yeah. So I'll put it in a pan on top of the stove and just heat it up that way, you know.
Right.
So the stove stays, you know, crispy, if it's fried, that type of thing, you know. So, but, you know, in a microwave, you kind of lose something in the microwave when you heat it up. If you just put it in there for like 30 seconds just to get it warm, it's not too bad. But you leave it in there too long, man, you mess it up. So, you know, right. Hopefully in August, and, you know, you hear Leonard talking about this, folks. He missed out the last time because it, yeah, I'm telling you, every time we do this fish fry, everything's really good. So I'm not just saying that, just to say it, people usually like everything that we do when we do the fish fry. So,
yeah. And, you know, so, I was trying to think, did my brother buy two platters?
Yeah.
Okay.
Did.
All right. Well, Dave, just so you know, next time I'm going to be greedy too. And I'm going to get two as well.
Yeah. Did he say anything about the food?
Yeah, I mean, he said it was good.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Last time, y'all, Leonard brought his brother out of there. I was like, oh, he brought reinforcements with him.
Yeah.
So, but just stay posted. We'll let you guys know. Hopefully next month we'll be able to get that in, and we'll go from there as far as the fish fry is concerned. So, but for those who came out the last time, thank you for your support on that. So, okay. All right. What are we going to talk about tonight, sir?
Yep. So, you know, I think we had a lot of feedback the last time we talked about Black people things or Black people sayings or things Black people do. So today we're kind of gonna, you know, we dug up a couple more from the crates. So we're gonna talk about things Black people say / things Black families say, you know, kind of on that vibe. So, okay. You know, I'm sure majority of the people who we who are listening right now will, you know, kind of recognize and kind of bring back some memories on some of these, whether you're a kid or an adult.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Well, let's go. Let's see what you got.
Okay. All right. So the first one is when your mama told you to be quiet, but you decided to ask one more question and now you got tears in your eyes.
We all been there. We've all been there.
But yeah, mama, because, but you
know,
mama.
I know. And now Mother's Day are a little bit different because, you know, they have a whole different temperament these days. But, you know, if your mother or big mama said it, you know, you right. better not ask that. You better not ask that question.
Right.
You know,
right.
So, but yeah, that's a good one. That's a good one. All right.
So the next one. And Dave, I'm gonna assume you're like me, but you know, when it comes to food, I'm a little greedy. So when you're at Thanksgiving with your Black family and you're making your plate and someone behind you says, "Dave, make sure you say something for everybody else." And you almost gotta look at them like, "I'm gonna get what I'm gonna get."
Look, I tell them in a minute. If you're so worried about what I was going to get to eat, you should have got in front of me.
Right.
you know, beat me, you should have got here first, you know. So don't worry right. about what I'm going to eat. You worry about what you're going to eat, but I'm getting mine.
Right, so exactly. And you, let me say what's funny that I remember too, and, you know, I don't know if families do it as much anymore, but one thing I learned when I was young is when we would go to one of my aunt's house for Thanksgiving, and, you know, of course, before Thanksgiving, we would say grace and we would all hold hands around the table and everyone would say something they were thankful for. Dave, you let me tell you one thing I picked up early on.
Okay.
Wherever you stand during grace is where you kind of like go right into the food. So like all the items that like didn't last long that I liked, I would make sure I was positioned for grace in front of those items. A little trick right there.
Like, yeah.
I'm already, because if you're not, by the time you try to work your way around to, you know, whatever that your favorite item is, you know, Lord forbid, you know, it's only a little bit.
Yeah, I know about that. That is too funny. But that's more, you know, when folks, when these things that we're talking about, though, a lot of people that are over 40 years old are going to be able to relate to a lot of this stuff because, of course, you heard it most of your life, you know, these things. But for the people who may be youngins, you know, that's why I call them youngins. Yeah, they may be youngins, you know, and you think to yourself, you heard something that we're about to talk about or that Leonard might have already said already. You say, "Oh, now I get it," you know, that type of thing, you know, because you heard somebody say it before, you know.
Right.
So go ahead. What's the next one?
All right. So, Dave, this is me too. When you come late on purpose and the food's still not ready.
Oh, man, that's a pet peeve.
Yeah. No, I agree.
Yeah. That. And that just that whole CP time thing again, man, you know, that's even one right there.
Right.
The whole CP
right.
time thing. But yeah, that's so wrong, man. Yeah, that's, you know, because you purposely come late. Because you want to get it. You know that these people normally are late with the food. You know what I mean?
Right.
So you definitely show up late trying to get to the food, and they still don't have it ready.
Yeah. And more than likely, when you come as late as you came, you're ready to eat. You're hungry. And now you got to sit around.
Well, that happened at a wedding that I was at recently.
Did it really? The food was late?
The food was late. Like the caterer, the wedding was catered and the food was late. Well, we got to the hall at 4. I'm walking in the hall and I hear one of the people who's coordinating, you know, everything. And I hear them talking on the phone with the caterer and ask them, so what time you guys going to get here? Now, keep in mind, it's 4:00. The reception starts at 4:30. I got there a little early with Tim because Tim was doing it, the music. And the guy says, 5:30? I said, man, are you serious? This food ain't going to get here to 5:30? And I'm saying, well, maybe they're going to get here a little early. They didn't show up to 5:30 with that food, and they had to prepare the food.
Wow.
On top of it.
Oh,
yeah. So, yeah. I mean, you get it, you know, they had to get it warmed up and all that stuff. So by the time we ate, it was almost 6:30, man.
Wow. Was that wedding open bar?
Not necessarily open bar. They bought liquor. It wasn't bartended. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So people had been drinking. And get this. They didn't have, there was nobody there to serve even water. So
everyone had to get their own?
We went out and bought 15 bottles of water at a store next door.
Wow.
Yeah. You know, because there was nothing there to drink other than alcohol. If you a person didn't drink alcohol, then you were out of luck. It was crazy, man. That's a black wedding. You know, that's stuff like that happens.
Well, hold on, Dave. Yeah. You may want to clarify that you were not the event planner for that wedding, right?
I definitely was not. No.
Okay.
Because that never would have happened under my watch.
Right.
Never. And you know what was so crazy? The venue that it was at, there's a restaurant next door. The guy was outside cooking on the grill, all types of stuff. I was like, and this guy's just rubbing it in our face, right?
Exactly.
Like, you know, like, and a couple of people went over there and bought food from him.
I don't blame them.
Yeah. And I was like, man, that's crazy. I said, why they just had this guy just do the wedding? He's right next door. When I say next door, you walk out of their door right into his door. Yeah, it was crazy. So, anyway, you know, so, like I said, when I said that's a pet peeve, I just proved that that's a pet peeve.
I'm sure. The only reason I was asking, I'm thinking, okay, if I go to a wedding and it's open bar and there's no food, I'm more than likely to keep on drinking because it's like, okay, like I can't eat, so I'm going to keep on drinking. That's why I asked for open bar, because I'm sure people would have just, you know, that open bar tab would have been up there.
Yeah. I mean, but just thank God, you know, they didn't have, you know, a cash bar or anything, because people were drinking coolers and all kinds of, you know, they made a makeshift bar. So, yeah.
Gotcha. All right. Yeah. So the next one is, when you're at Thanksgiving with your black family and when it's time to leave and the plate you had hid is missing. somebody done took your plate.
Leonard, how many times did that happen to you?
So
this happened to me quite a few times. I ain't gonna lie.
Well, you know, so I'll say it's never happened to me, only because I make my plate like when I'm on my way out. So, you know, I'm not hiding it or anything like that.
Sometimes you can't do that, because
like something good, it may not be left
that you like, you know. You got to make that plate. You got to time that perfectly. You know,
You do. You know, you almost got to make your first plate, put it down, then go back with your take home plate immediately, and, you know, make it all in that same swoop. But
if you're gonna make that take home plate, you know, now of course, you know, what you just said was talking about hiding the plate, and of course, you know, that's a 50-50 thing, because you know, if somebody finds it, they ain't gonna feel bashful about taking it. You know that for sure.
Nah.
You almost have to keep that plate with you everywhere you go.
Or I was gonna say, you take it straight to the car.
Put it in the car.
Take it straight to the car.
But if it's a hot day,
it'll keep it warm. It'll keep it warm. But you know, Thanksgiving.
If you have your potato salad with the raisins and the carrots in it, and then also the you know, coleslaw with raisins in it, and so forth, you can't have that stuff sitting in the car, man.
No, well, you know, I actually hide that and leave that on purpose. That'll be like one of those purposeful hide-ins.
Okay. But no, but if it's got cold stuff, I mean, it's one thing if it's mac and cheese, stuff like that, or some hot food, yeah. But, you know, but if you got coleslaw and potato salad on that plate, do you really want to leave that in your car?
If I need to, I will.
You're going to be sick as a dog when you go to eat it. Unless it doesn't spoil or anything, you can refrigerate it. But you know, you're taking a big chance, man.
Well, I mean, you know, you got to do what you got to do, Dave. Hold on, honey. You said a big chance. Is it a 50-50 chance? Because we already talked about, you know, you have it inside the house. Because at some point, you gotta turn around. You gotta be talking to somebody. You gotta put it down. Forget where you put it. Have you ever left your keys in like a store, and as soon as you realize, you try to run back in the store to see if you can find it real quick.
I saw a guy. He was throwing stuff out of his car yesterday over at the BP gas station. He was throwing stuff, throwing things away, and I remember I went into the store. He had left. And when I went in the store, I came back out, and he had pulled back up. Dude had thrown away something important, and he went through the trash, man, pulled everything out, trying to find whatever it was he threw away.
I've done that before, too.
Yeah. I felt so bad. He looked at me and said, man, I'm not homeless. And I said, I get it. You threw something away, did you? I said, I've been there. I know what you did. So
yeah,
man. He said, I threw away some money. Mm. I said, well, I'd be going through there too. Yeah. I definitely would be. So
okay.
So what else you got?
All right. So this one is really a big pet peeve of mine, and this is why. Dave, and you know, when I used to go a lot of places solo on purpose, when Black families say their goodbyes and then they stand around talking for another 30 to 45 minutes. Dave,
you'd be ready to go, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Ain't gonna be no 30 minutes, because, you know, we got that hot plate waiting in the car. So, you know, we got to hurry up and get out to it.
You know, it's funny. I was sitting here thinking about there's a movie that has a lot of these type of sayings in it. Do you ever see Johnson Family Vacation?
Yeah, I have seen it.
Steve Harvey. A lot of the stuff we're talking about happened in that movie. You know, when they got to that family reunion,
right?
You know, so you know, and you know, the cousin is the cousin always think he's cool or whatever, but always broke all the time. Let me hold something.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Give me something else, man.
So this is gonna be my last one. Let me see which one it's gonna be. All right. Okay, so this one, all right, let me just find a good one to cap it off. All right, so let me just go to this one. And I mean, this is something everyone could just relate to. When at Thanksgiving, when your mama used to tell you, y'all better go fix some place to go, because I ain't cooking tomorrow. And you like,
you know what's so funny? I had that on my list too.
Oh, did you?
So that's real. That's real talk, yeah, right there.
No, it is.
That same one. because I haven't checked off. You better eat while this is as you better eat while we're here, because I'm not cooking when we get home.
Yeah. You know, and you know, that's real talk, because when they say that, they mean it.
Yeah,
they not.
Yeah, they mean it. Oh yeah, you better eat, because look, you go home hungry. You know, here's some Ritz crackers. My mom always had Ritz crackers in the house. Here's some Ritz crackers.
We did too. Or, you know, some peanut butter.
Yeah. you know, that's what you've been. You better go ahead and eat that. So, but yeah. All right. Yeah, those are some good ones right there. All right, I got a few here too that I want to shout out. So,
all right, Dave, let's see what you got.
Now, this first one, and I'm going to set mine up. The first one says, you know, you ask somebody how they doing, and they throw this at you: I am blessed and highly favored. Okay. I'm glad to hear that you are. Okay. And you know, of course, that's an easy answer to give, you know, and you know, because a lot of times you don't know how to respond to what they're saying, because you're checking them out. You're checking them out to check their body language out and everything. You're like, okay, are they really, you know, saying that they're blessed, or are they just saying they got nothing better to say, you know, to make themselves sound good, you know? So, but I hate when I hear that, you know, on a regular basis. There's a friend of mine, every time I talk to that person, they say that. Every time. And I'll be like, are you really, though?
Right. Now, I mean, I feel, you know, every time I hear, I feel like they're about to start hitting me with some Bible scriptures. Well, like,
I know,
they're about to start preaching.
That's not the type of person that says that, though. If you ever pay attention,
right,
it's somebody who catches you off guard by saying it. You know what right. I mean? Yeah, because the person you might expect to say it, they don't usually say that.
Right.
They might say I'm blessed. They might say I'm blessed. You know, but they don't say the highly favored part.
Right.
You know what I mean?
It'll probably be that person who done took the plate that you hit at Thanksgiving.
talking about
blessed and highly favored.
My next one, this always comes out at the wrong time. You know, you and it could be a family member, it could be a friend, y'all at an event, it might be a function, or you might be out in public talking or whatever, and then the person just takes it upon themselves, yo man, you got my money? You know, out of the blue, and everybody hears them say it, you know. Yo, why are you bringing that up now?
Right.
You know, you be on a little whisper, right? Why are you bringing that up now? Can we talk about that, you know, when we're not around people, you know? So, you know, I'm just checking, man. I'm just trying to see if you got my money. That's all, you know.
But, Dave, sometimes you got to catch them when you see them, like, you know, someone owe you money.
But normally if it's somebody owe you money like that, though, somebody you talk to or see on a regular basis,
yeah,
if you're going to ask that question, you know, and you probably already know how they're going to act, you know. So, you know, so my next one is like, you at somebody's house, or you at a club, or you party with some people, friends or whatever, then, you know, things, you know, you've been there for a while, you're ready to go, kind of what you said earlier, and you go, you know, it's about that time. you know, it's like trying to drop a little subtle hint, you know, like, I'm ready to go. Let's go.
Right.
You know, but you'd be like, it's about that time, you know, and you'd be waiting, you know, you'd be nodding your head towards the door, you know,
you yeah. know so. Talking about you got to work tomorrow, you got to get up early.
You know, I got to get up tomorrow. You know, mm-hmm. I got to get up tomorrow. You know, so, yeah, that's a good one.
Well, I was going to say with that, one of the excuses I won't say I always give it, because, you know, we friends and all, but, yeah, I got to go pick up the kids. I got to go drop the kids off. I'd be like, oh, okay, yeah. You gotta go. But, in fact, on your way out, fix yourself a plate. I'd be like, okay.
And see, you can use that excuse, because you actually are running a lot with the kids, so you know. So, the next one I always thought was funny, because, you know, actually, it is saying, the saying says that you're not doing something, but you actually are doing something. It's what somebody says. No shade, but when they actually are throwing shade at you, you know, it's like, you know, that's so funny. That's one of the oxymoron type things, you know. You'd be like, no shade, but you know, I didn't like when you did that, you know, did this or did that. Well, you're saying no shade, but you actually throwing shade at me right now, you know, because exactly. You didn't like what I did. Yeah, so
or they say no disrespect. And then they say something disrespectful.
But they already disrespect you by saying no disrespect, you know. So
don't take this the wrong way.
that's a good one. That's a good one. Yeah. Don't take this the wrong way. But I remember my mom's brother, my uncle buddies always say this all the time. You better go on somewhere with that. You know, you better get out of my face. Right. Go on somewhere with that. You know, my uncle will always be talking stuff. As soon as somebody challenged him on it, he said, you better go on somewhere with that. I'm just, you know, I got this. I'm telling you the truth. I'm telling you the truth. So my uncle was funny with that kind of stuff. So, yeah. So here's another one. So that's how you going to do me now? You know,
right?
You know, so I thought we were better than that. There's the other part of it. I thought we were better than that. You know, so that's how you gonna do me? Right. Yeah.
And it's funny because those are all times. I feel like I always hear that when I haven't done anything wrong to nobody. Like, oh, you know, can I borrow tonight? Oh, I only got five. Oh, that's how you gonna do me? It's like, well, I mean, all I got is five.
I know. I can't help you. You know, I mean, you know, then they get mad at you because you can't give them what they want, you know. So here's another good one. You're at a party or some type of social event, and there's always that one person that has to be the center of attention, right? Usually a guy. In most cases, you know, nowadays, nowadays, but you think about the crazy uncle or the your father's best friend or somebody, that, you know, once they get the alcohol in them and all that, get the joy juice in them and everything, and then you hear, oh Lord, here you go, you know, that type of thing.
before he gets started, Yanti be like, "Don't get him started."
Get him started.
Right.
My mother had a sister named Mabel, and my aunt Mabel, man, she was cool as a cucumber when she wasn't drinking. But when that woman started drinking, then they used to urge her to drink because she was the funniest, literally the funniest person I ever seen in my life.
We say life of the party.
When she started drinking, she was always the life of the party. She would just do some crazy stuff and say some crazy stuff. And all of us would sit around like we were watching a movie, Leonard, and just watch her, you know, and listen to what she was saying, you know. So the next one I was going to say was the one about you better eat while we're here, you know, so we already covered that one.
Yeah.
Here you go. Let me holler at you for a minute.
Right.
It's money. Never a minute, first of all. It's never a minute. They want, you know that, right?
I don't got
and
no
it's
money.
It's usually about money or some kind of favor, right? And it's never a minute because they're going to talk your ear off probably for a long time. But like, it's just the fact that, let me holler at you for a minute. And they pull you away from everybody else. That's usually what happens. They pull you away from everybody else. Yeah, so... here's one that I thought was cute from, you know, we talked about this in one of the other shows we did on Friday. I love me some big fat Luther. You know, that skinny Luther, y'all can have him. He wasn't hitting on nothing. But big Luther, that was my dude there. Big Luther. Big Luther, yeah. Here's a parent talking to his child when the child was young and not listening to them. Not doing what they're telling them to do and embarrassing them because they're out in the store or wherever the case may be in front of people. And they say, they ain't nothing but the devil. Oh, you know. I've heard that a few times from parents and so forth. Now, it's usually black. You notice you never hear white parents say that about their kids.
I don't.
But they grew up devil worshiping and all that craziness, right, you know, right. And all that stuff. That's so funny, you know. And I got another one marked here. Yo, man, we family. You know? You know? That's the last thing you want to hear, right? We family. Right,
exactly.
You know, because, you know, that usually means there's something going on that you definitely ain't trying to be a part of. You know, family try to get you all caught up in something, you know. I got some family members. As soon as I see them, man, I try to walk the other way. If I see them in the store, I go the other way. Hey, cuz, I see you over there. You know, being a big guy and being tall and everything, I usually can't get away from
you.
They usually see me. My sister laughs all the time. Me and my sister was together one time, and we had this, we got this cousin named Earl. And Earl, I said, oh man, there's Earl. I said, let's go around the other way, because we were trying to get out the door. But we had to go past where he was to get out the door or try to sneak behind him.
Right.
So we turned around, walked all the way around the store, Leonard, to go behind him, to try to get behind him to get out the door. We got right to the door. Hey, Dave!
Right, he's like spotted.
Oh man, I was like, almost got out the door, man. And my sister just started falling out laughing. And he's telling the whole story. That's my cousins over there. Hey, cousins, that's my family over there. And I was like, oh man.
And Dave, let me tell you what's so funny about that. If y'all had like not gone around the store and y'all had just walked up and tried to get behind them, y'all probably would have made it.
Well, yeah, you know, I don't know, because we thought we were going to get out because he was talking to some Earl's one of these people talking to everybody. You know, he's that kind of guy. So he's talking to a couple people. One of them was the greeter at the store. So he's talking to a couple people and I'm saying, well, he's distracted. If we can just get past him while he's talking. Sure enough, man, we get to that door and the people that he was talking to walked away from at the same time. He turns around and he catches us walking through, trying to get through the door. And I know if he thought about it, he probably was thinking to himself, hey, they trying to get past me. You know, so we were. But folks, you know, this is stuff that we've heard all our lives, you know. There's a couple more on my list. I don't know. Did you have other ones on your list?
I had a couple more. So one is when you're as a kid, your family gathering, and the aunt who you don't know comes up to you and tells you to get up so she can sit down.
Wow.
I've been there, done that, and it feel a certain way. And then let me see what else.
I thought you could go another way, because when the aunt or the uncle comes up to you and says, let me tell you about your mom when she was young.
Right.
or your pop when they were young, and they start telling you stuff that you really don't want to hear about, you know. So, you know, yeah, they were really something when they back in the day, you know.
Right, we used to hang tough out there.
Yeah, that kind of stuff, man. There you go.
Oh, Dave, what else you got? Dave, this right here, and this could be my final one. When all your cousins get to stay the night at grandma's house, but you got to go home. Oh, torture as a little kid. Torture. And you already know how Thanksgiving and Christmas, but like when those first little kids go home and they crying and screaming, don't nobody want to leave because all the cousins there. Oh, that's torture. Yeah.
Well, when you have, and especially that type of thing, because my grandmother's house, it was like the hub, you know, and my grandmother always had her grandkids were always there. It was, so when we would go over to my grandmother's house, you know, it was a big thing to us because we get to play with our cousins, you know, and a lot of times they'd be there. Yeah. And so if we did something, if my mom would say, you didn't do your chores, so we're not going over to your grandmother's house. Oh man, how come we can't go over there? You know, we'd be upset if we couldn't go over there, you know? Yeah. So, you know, grandmom's house was always the cool place, you know, because, right. And of course my grandmother cooked all the time. So it was always food there, always, you know? So, yeah. So, I got another one here. It says, now, if you knew that homework, like, you know, those songs you'd be singing, you would get straight A's, you know? Because remember, we knew the words of all the songs back in the day, you know? So, but we couldn't do 2 + 2, you know? Nope.
Exactly. And you know, I say that same thing to my son now. He don't listen to music like that. But I'm like, hold on. You know all the Simpsons episodes and all that, but you don't, but you don't remember to brush your hair and brush your teeth when you leave the house? Like, come on.
Yeah. Is he a big Simpsons fan like that?
I mean, he was. I mean, probably up to recently. So, like, you know, one day he said he has seen every Simpsons episode, and if I mentioned something about an episode, he could tell me what the storyline is. I'm like, hold on. You remember all this, but when we leave the house and I said, do you brush your hair, brush your teeth? He'd look at me crazy, like, huh?
Yeah, well, it is what it is. Folks, you know, it's so funny. And there's so many more, you know, that we can mention. I know I got quite a few on my list or whatever, but I just went with, the stuff that are most popular. But if you think about your life, and you think about, you know, if you're a parent or whatever and raising kids, we all can relate to a lot of the stuff that we've talked about tonight and stuff that you're probably thinking about now. For those that are listening, yeah, feel free to throw some out there that you want to, that we might have not said or missed or whatever, and give us your thoughts on it. We love when we get feedback from you guys and hearing the things that you guys are thinking about, especially when you listen to our shows. So, but I mean, that was real talk though. That was real talk in saying those things, because we can relate to them. I mean, it's everyday life, really. I mean, it's been everyday life for most of us, all of our lives, you know. And when you hear TV shows and whatever, a lot of the black sitcoms and so forth, they're full of those things. A lot of them are, you know. So, we want to say thank you for taking the time to listen to the weekend roundup. And like I said, if you have any of your own black sayings that you want to put out there, feel free to put them out there in our chat or on our page, or, you know, like a lot of you like sending me direct messages. And of course, you know, we will mention them on next Friday show, you know, and we'll talk about it. Okay. Len, you got anything you want to add?
Now, you know, I just hope everyone has a safe, productive weekend. Have fun. Be safe. Because, you know, like we talked about on our Tuesday show, David, it's a little crazy outside right now. So, you know, just always be aware of your surroundings.
I mean, it's so crazy out there. You got mayors of towns like Philadelphia pretty much saying,
talking about he don't want to be mayor no
more. Because you don't want to be mayor anymore because it's such a bad time. So that's, you know, that's the world that we're living in. So that's why we always try to keep things on a light side when we do this show on Fridays, you know, to try to give you guys something to smile about or something to think about that's other than the craziness that's going on in the world today. So we thank you guys for taking the time to listen to us. And we will be back with you guys next Friday. Okay. Have a good night.
Tune in next week, ladies and gentlemen, for another edition of News and Trends with your hosts, Dave and Lynn.